I've heard, now I have never seen it happen, but I've heard from very reliable sources that a person can even break a dish or something if, for example, if I like your purse, you know, let's say that this was a centerpiece or something made out of glass. And I would like it, you know, and I would just look at it and say, oh, that's a beautiful centerpiece or a beautiful bowl or what have you. And I didn't touch it, it would break. I've heard of that. I haven't seen that happen, but I have seen people get ill, become ill from that, you know. But not things that have come apart or that have broken and things like that, but it has happened.
Do people do that on purpose, if I'm mad at you?
No. Well, maybe perhaps some black-hearted person could do that, you know. But mostly it's because...
It's accidental.
Yes, accidental. So if you go back to Mexico and somebody touches you, well, you know why.
Then I'll be glad.
Yes, you ought to be thankful.
that's really interesting. Something that people use to carry water in.
Buckets. Jugs, jars.
What was a bucket made out of?
Well, some are made out of wood, others are made out of metal.
What about a pail? Is
a pail is the same thing as a bucket, I think.
And something you can use to carry food to the pigs in.
When I was in Missouri, there our landlady used to have some pigs, and she used to say she was going to slop the pigs, that was when she was going to feed them, but I never knew what the name of the of that vessel or whatever she carried it in.
Well, they didn't have that here. What would you use to carry to fry eggs in?
A frying pan.
And if you had some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you put them in a
vase.
What if you wanted to plant them in the house? You plant them in a...
In a planter?
And if you were setting the table for everybody to eat with, you'd give everyone a...
napkin.
And to eat
and
with.
And a fork and a knife and fork or a spoon.
And if you served steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak...
tenderizer.
Or for people to cut or steak.
Steak knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you say, I have to...
wash dishes.
And after she washes the dishes, then she...
dries them.
Or in clear water, she...
rinses them.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them?
Dishcloth.
What about when you're drying them?
When you dry them, you use a dishcloth or just... leave them in the... That's what I do. I never dry my dishes. Leave them in that... what do you call it? Oh, you know what I mean.
I don't know what you call it.
The drainer.
And the piece of cloth or rag you bathe your face with.
A wash rag.
And to dry yourself with.
A towel.
And... if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth to keep it from spilling, you pour it through
a funnel.
And something that flour used to come in.
Big sacks. Flour? Barrels?
Barrels?